The Boys and Girls Club Mission Clubhouse has been open since 1928, helping raise the youth of our community with
sports,
community cleanup,
art,
technological skills,
education,
and free meals.
Their brand new gym helps keep our kids in positive productivity after school activities, and their art studio fosters creativity. Visit them at bgcsf.org for more details or to donate.
Am I in? All right, everybody. Welcome to MutinyRadio.fm. And today, our show is all about critics. We're going to have critics everywhere. All right, we're going to talk about food, movies, anime, everything else, including a special guest star named Gas Mask. There's one fan of Gas Mask, so we're going to have it right now. We're going to talk about a lot of food places. Remember the Hemi one.
El Farolito.
All right, El Farolito, it has like really good tacos. I've been there a lot of times. Sabina knows some of it too. Do you know about El Farolito?
Yeah, I know about it.
All right, let me hear some. You got any food you like?
She likes everything.
Yeah, what'd you get?
Oh no, I got it from El Faro.
Oh, Well, that sounds a little different. I'm not saying like El Farolito. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. Any more else, Lamberto?
Serrano's Pizza.
Oh, that sounds really good right now.
It's actually really good. They give you like two slices for like $3. It's amazing.
What?
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm serious. I guess they call it one pizza, but it's like they chop it up into two slices and they're like really big slices.
Oh, hell yeah. I know where I'm getting my pizzas now. That's good, right? I am not no paisa. Will you back off?
I said talk about the store.
Oh, yeah. There's even a restaurant called El Paisano.
It translates to the people what paisano means.
The brotherhood. Well, it just means brother.
Yeah.
Basically. It's like a taqueria / like a bar. And I know one friend that goes. What? Just say it.
No, I was like, it's a bar.
Yeah, it's supposed to be. I've been in there once. Like, how are you not supposed to know?
Are you 18?
Well, does it really matter? Like, I don't... I'll check the next time I go back there. Sabina, what do you got? Any ones you like?
I know a place.
From Escape from New York Pizza. All
right, why don't you talk about it? Do you like any... what's your favorite? Like, pepperoni, cheese, combination? What is it?
I guess...
everything.
Back the hell off, Eduardo. Let the lady speak.
It's true that she likes everything.
No, my favorite show is pepperoni pizza.
Your favorite show?
My favorite pizza.
You moron. No, she did not say show. If it was a show, we would have the TV saying it here. I'd be the funniest one in the group.
Yep. Get on a mic. Get on my microphone. Cosplay
cafe. Just get on the mic over there.
Nah, you gotta speak. What the hell, get on that mic.
Yeah, just get on that mic.
Yeah, how you gonna talk? How you guys gonna argue, but nobody's gonna hear what you're saying?
Right?
It's such a bad show. Get on that mic right now.
Yeah, dude, it's really
good.
You're critiquing
your
own
show.
That's so bad. Critiquing
your own show.
Critiquing your own shit.
Nah, get on that mic.
Diego stole my mic, right, Diego? He stole my mic.
Don't be afraid, man. Don't be afraid, Diego. Talk to the mic. Just be fine.
No, I don't want
to. Oh, wait. Hold up. Let Diego introduce himself since he's new.
Yeah. So you're the new guy, right?
Right.
All right. Lamar, give him some questions. Hit them.
How old are you?
15.
What school do you go to?
Mission High School.
What do you like about Mission High School?
Mostly that's one of the classes that actually teaches computer coding.
Ooh. This sounds like 21 questions for some reason.
Paisano, compadre.
No! Get out! No!
All right, go to Milo.
Does he even know what a cotuelo is?
Answer me.
No.
I have no idea what you just said.
Okay, I got this. He's asking are
let
you.
Let me ask a SpongeBob question.
All right, fine. Ask it quickly.
What color is my underwear?
Okay, sorry audience, but apparently we have a moron here that doesn't know what he's talking about, so we're gonna kick him off the stage.
There's no color. You don't wear underwear.
Oh! Wait, what? Whoa!
Whoa! You got ripped, son! You got burned! Oh!
Oh, he made it talk now, finally!
He been talking.
A little. He was like a little shy boy, that's
nice. Yeah, you were a little shy boy when you started tune, right?
Oh yeah, I guess.
Wait, your mic's on, Ivan. You can talk too.
Yeah, shy guy. You know Mario.
I mean, everyone's shy on the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not this one.
No, this one was too. No, I remember he changed his voice to. Remember how he used to change his voice? He did like sparks or something like that.
Hello, guys.
I was trying to be Luis from our school. You know.
First off, he only has an afro. He looks like a black guy.
It's the wig, bro.
Dude, if you tanned him, he looked black. I'm serious.
No, but it's a wig. He's putting a wig. And first of all, you know how he doesn't have like any sense of humor. He only likes it when people get hurt.
Okay, so there is kind of a part of a Squidward there.
Alright, let's go to
school. Alright, we're gonna have a special guest star named Gus Math from America's Got Talent. So let's rip it up.
Let's just see how
it works. Alright, in 3, 2, 1. That was our special guest, our gas mask.
Marlon.
What?
Nothing, you just reminded me.
So here's the thing. Gas mask is apparently a fat looking. He looks like a sumo wrestler for some reason. Diego, you saw the video, right?
What? No.
It's America's Got Talent. So like it's like a competition where people try to get a record contract, have the best talent, dance, singing, comedy.
Oh, I thought that was American Idol for a second there.
Yeah.
You see that? He understands. Okay. He actually knows what I'm talking about.
Well, first of all, Gas Mask, like, that was the auditions. That's the only one, that's the only thing he ever performed. But I mean, like, when I saw Gas Mask, I was like, that guy's awesome. We should have went to the next, like.
What are you talking about? That was horrible.
That was awesome. No, first off, that is horrible.
He's just repeating Gas Mask.
Right? Dude, first off, Nick Cannon has a Gas Mask, and he goes, Gas Mask.
Awesome.
Dude, Beto, that's all he Beto. Does.
What's up?
What about you? What about you, Ivan?
What's up?
Does it remind you of Marlon?
No, it does not. No, it does not. I actually didn't see the guy. I just they were watching
it's,
the video.
Dude, it's
I didn't
a fat
see it.
Guy with green military paint all over his face.
Okay, maybe just a little bit. If you had the green, yeah, just
and he had a kind of like bit. A mohawk shake too.
Yeah, just.
I would never. I don't look good in a mohawk.
You have a mohawk right now.
Thank you.
That's not a mohawk.
That's not a mohawk.
That's a wave. Touch the hair. Touch it. Watch what's gonna happen. There's a sign that says y'all have your boss's earring. That's what's gonna happen. I'm serious too. Alright, now
wait, everybody, so what was you guys' opinion on the gas mask guy, whatever his name is? Ivan, cool. Start off with Ivan.
He's gonna say he's gonna remember me.
Yep.
Did you like him? What do you think?
He's funny, like Eduardo said.
He's
like unique, like Marlon.
Is that the only thing you think of?
Yes.
Diego, what do you think of this dude?
Hey. Just what? Saying. He. I think he should have won on to the next round, like what Eduardo said.
Okay, Ivan, we're going to kick you out because you sound like Eduardo.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you for doing business.
Thank you, sir. You've been a very kind gentleman. I know, and we're gonna have Ivan back. Don't worry, he'll just be back in a minute. Let me talk to Diego real quickly. Diego, what did you think of this fat thing?
I don't watch the video, just so you know.
You heard the audio, right?
Right.
What do you think he sounded like?
I thought he sounded like a clinically insane person.
Pretty much.
Pretty much. Samir, what do you think?
I don't like him.
Thank you. Thank you, Lamberto.
I didn't like him. I don't know what that was. Was he singing or?
He was just singing the same. He was singing.
Was that supposed to be like auditioning for music?
Yes.
No.
That probably fit in the comedy section if you said there's comedy. But the music, no, that was bad. That was horrible.
Bam, what do you think?
I'm going to have to agree. If it was supposed to be music, it wasn't even death metal, you know? He was just, but if it's comedy, if he was, but it's not funny unless he's taking himself seriously, right? Like, that's what makes it funny is that he's like, oh, I'm so serious about this. Gas mask. So that's where the comedy comes from. So is it a joke? Is it not a joke? That's what I'm wondering. Like, does he think he's a good singer? That's the question.
No one really knows about this dude. All right, let's see if Eduardo has something good to say.
Yeah, what do you have to say?
I like them.
Why?
I like, you want to know why? He was really funny. It looked more like a comedy to me than him singing.
But no, but was he auditioning as singing or was he auditioning as comedy?
Know, singing.
It was singing?
No, they didn't really
But
sing.
All right, how about the song? Did you like the song?
No, but
no, he was just
comedy. Imagine this. Imagine if he went to the next round. What do you think he'll do?
Nothing.
Probably get eliminated.
Yeah, he's gonna say the same thing. Gas mask.
Yeah, well, is he gonna like pull out like a different song, or he just repeats something like microwave or something
thing,
like that?
Which is gonna be funny.
No, he was having a seizure.
See that? He was. Because in the video, he does have a seizure. He says gas mask like 5 times, and then he goes.
Wait, is he like dancing and like shaking his body?
No.
Yes, he is.
The only thing he does is that he walks around.
And then two guys come and like shoot fire extinguishers at him, right?
Literally.
Yeah. And then at the end, I feel bad for him because they make him clean it up.
Wait, so what's the name of the video? What's the name of the video?
America's Got Talent.
No,
gas
but
mask.
The guy.
Gas mask?
Gas mask.
Well,
gas
if I were you, audience, I'd go type that on Google and like just see for yourself if you like it or not.
Yeah, because this dude really, if you were like a good comedy person or you like jokes, this dude is one guy to look at because he's just really retarded.
He's awesome.
He is not awesome. All right, we're gonna go on to our next thing. Ivan, kick us out with the movies.
Okay, so I got two movies that I recommend for people to watch. First one is Tomorrowland, which it looks cool, but at the same time, it doesn't have like that much like action to it. It's more like It's more like
historical.
No.
Science?
Yeah, science. It's more about like science movie, science fiction.
What's your second one?
No, I'm still not done. I'm still not done reviewing Tomorrowland. It's about like the future. She just touches a pen. A button, and out of nowhere she's in the future. Yeah, I don't get it.
Who stars it or who's the director?
Ah, that's the thing I don't know.
I can tell you who it is.
Okay,
George Clooney stars in it.
Ooh.
Wait, what? Really?
He stars in this movie. So there's a little girl who finds this little medal on the ground in her hayfield.
What is it called? It's a button, something like that. Yeah,
yeah, it's a T button. It takes her to Tomorrowland. She meets George Clooney, and apparently, it goes all over the place. So what's your next movie you have with us? That's recommended.
It's the best movie ever.
All right, let me hear it.
And it's just saying, everybody has been waiting for this movie other than Furious 7. It is Avengers Age of Ultron. And it's coming out in May 1st in 3 days.
Yes. That's my
that's
birthday.
Marla's birthday.
That's my birthday tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yes, what
happy,
I got.
Happy birthday or happy yourself. Early birthday. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Happy early
old.
Birthday.
Oh, you're an adult.
Kind of. I still act like a kid.
Don't do anything illegal because now you'll actually go to jail.
Okay,
I'm still not done.
I'm
gonna ask Ivan, is there anything I should do that I'm an 18-year-old tomorrow?
Yeah, whatever you're gonna do when you're 18, do tomorrow.
I get it.
Yeah,
tomorrow,
but he doesn't act almost 18.
I don't like acting 18. I'd rather act like a kid.
That's good, because there's still a kid inside of you.
Hey, Marlon.
Yeah. What's happening?
Want me to give you an advice?
What's good?
You should see Tomorrowland, man. Because you get it? It's your birthday tomorrow.
Okay. I see it.
Or Avengers. I know. You're probably going to see Avengers.
I might see a little bit of both, but I got to go to school first, so.
Yeah.
It depends. Like, if I did school, like, I was planning on taking hella selfies. I have a friend that literally called them chelfies.
Chelfies?
Yeah, like a Latino
Why?
Version of a selfie.
Marlon, I have friends like yours. I totally agree. And oh yeah, continuing on with the movie. So, the movie is about like robots that Tony Stark created, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That movies that Tony Stark created, and then they want to take over the world, and like Hulk. Because out of nowhere they become like human-like, except they're not human, so they just like act like humans. And they want to take over the world and just keep creating themselves over and over again. And now they have to fight against the robots.
I saw a commercial where the Hulk was fighting Iron Man. Is that true?
Iron Man? Yeah, I think that is true.
All right, I want to see if that's true.
You know, because
the movie would have been better if Spider-Man appeared, honestly.
Spider-Man.
Why? Do you like Spider-Man?
Hells yeah.
Wait, Spider-Man a Marvel character?
Yeah. But then it would have been cooler if Deadpool appeared.
Okay. Well, Deadpool's actually kind of funny, though. Like when he's walking backwards, he moonwalks for some reason. So.
Yeah, and every time he sees a pretty girl, he gets crazy.
Actually, that's actually kind of true. What is our next segment anyway? Like, I'm getting lost in this parable.
Our next segment is actually we're just gonna, I guess we'll call the game Music with Pam, where we just play random music that. Random CDs that Pam selects and
So basically at mutinyradio.fm people can always send us CDs. So if they have a local band, you can always send your CD to 2781 21st Street and give us your music and we'll play it on the radio. But we used to have a music director and we don't have one right now. So we get all these CDs. So what we're going to play is the music director game. You guys are all the music directors. And we're going to listen to some of these songs and you guys are going to talk and say whether you like them or not. So we'll turn them on, we'll listen to them for a little bit, and then we'll turn the sound down so you guys can kind of talk over it and discuss what you like or don't like about the music, and then we'll move on to the next CD. So do you guys want to start with the first one here? We just unwrapped them. You can hear that. First one is called American Babylon by The Uplifters. So we're going to... let's see, which song do you want to listen to? There's Hypocrites, What's Going Down, Time of War, Rib Bone, Crumbling Down, What's Going On?
What's Going Down?
What's Going Down? Okay, here we go.
You better move.
No. On YouTube.
I'm in the flow.
Off a bomb, and then he walks away. The bomb goes off, and the killer gets away. Besides the burning flesh.
Alright, so what do you guys think?
Oh, it sounds like Bob Marley.
Ivan, I thought the exact same thing.
The exact point, dude. He's right on point.
Wait, what genre is this? I thought it was gonna be like a. Like rock. A crazy rock album or something like that. But I thought it was gonna be rock for some reason.
I know, it sounds like a good, it's like the second version of Bob Marley.
Is this like a local band?
They are actually out of Los Angeles, from Tough Love Records. And The Uplifters, American Babylon. So you guys are listening to What's Going Down. Let's listen to a little bit more, put up the music. It's like socially conscious reggae, I guess.
To cut down now, there ain't nothing left for you to cut down. What's going down, what's going down? What goes around, it comes up.
All right, you guys, should we switch songs? You guys?
Yeah, I guess.
Should we switch songs?
Yeah, I think we should switch
songs. All right,
let's do it.
Did you like it or no? Did you guys like it? Everybody like it?
I was good.
Nah.
You didn't like it, Diego? Why not?
Well, the thing about songs is that I've learned this over the past years is that you think that this music is good, I'd say that, but like the actual lyrics... It's kind of odd, like
all right.
The first, firstly, dropping, detonating a bomb and leaving. Every killer gets away.
Huh?
Wait, what?
Yeah. Well, no, he was listening to the words. Yeah, it's like socially conscious reggae, and that they're trying to bring up, like, you know, the sort of terrorism things and things that are happening right now in the world, like what's going down, what's going on. It's like people are bombing each other. Like, what's happening? You know, like the Boston bombing thing. We just have the 2-year anniversary of that. That stuff's scary. So I guess that a band might respond to that creatively through song. But you don't. It's not your thing, and that's good too.
Pam, we have one thing. Eduardo wants to show us another video.
No, yeah.
No, but it's different. It's these two guys.
These are actually real comedians.
Nah. We can
get to it either next week. This one, I mean, we'll see if we have time. Right. This one is, you guys can pass it around and see what you think. Yeah, that's the Defeated Country performed songs by Langer Neubacher.
Have you seen those guys?
Oh, what? My goodness. This is going to be interesting. Here, pass it around and look at it, you guys. Look at
just by the cover, this is going to be horrible.
Well, let me see the cover.
I'm judging a book by its cover, or a CD by its cover. In this case, it's gonna be bad.
Well, let me just see it first.
Pass it around. It just looks.
Samina loves all of music, correct? Yes, Samina.
Yeah.
Okay, so all of she likes all of music, so I can't blame her.
Does she like
Uno, Tres, Cuatro? Baby, don't you know by now the blood's on our hands. We've killed the ones who were born to see the devil when he hides on the things in the cracks of the pavement and the bumps on the roads. At least I'm told, but I don't know, and so I see him everywhere, and I am scared that I might trip on
thing.
I like it.
Oh.
You like it?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It feels like nice to listen to.
Like smooth, like,
yeah.
Like calm and relaxed.
Yeah.
I guess this is really mellow.
Yeah, it's just, yeah.
Like, it.
Bless you.
Okay, then
you know him?
Oh, damn.
So,
to give
the audience some context, they're talking about some band that they're watching on a video, and they said the word ratchet. So I'm wondering, Sabina, if you can describe to our maybe adult listeners that don't know what that word means, like, say, Pam standing in the corner that has no idea what the word ratchet means and why it would evoke a sadness in you. What is the... What does it mean?
Ratchet means it's just like a person who's crazy. Like, she doesn't know how to, like...
Like, they're really outspoken.
Like, a bit too much. Too much.
And, like, but, like, she doesn't know what
it's like
stop.
A new era word type of thing. It's like slang, like new slang.
Yeah. It's like the new crazy, but only you can't stop being crazy.
It's like the new slang, the new crazy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, he wants to show the new video, so we'll just... We'll just see what he has. Let's see if the...
All right,
so these guys are two...
No, Sabina,
since you're the only girl here for some reason, which we need more girls, and you, Pam, we're going to have Sabina talk about these guys. Sabina, after you.
They are internet famous. They are really well known for their song "Ratchet Girl" and "Ratchet Girl Anthem," and I actually
Nope. That makes sense. Why?
Oh my God, no.
I actually like listening to that song, which is kind of weird.
Is that a song? They're comedy, the comedian.
And yeah, but it's like it's kind of a song that they made. So.
All right, so we're gonna have it on. So our friend at Warwick is gonna hook it up. We're gonna have. All right. Are we ready?
Yes.
In 3, 2, 1, bring it up.
Whoa. Ooh, that music.
What's happening?
What's that noise?
All the ratchet females out.
Sorry about that.
Can someone put the volume up?
But a ratchet female is a female that don't know how to stay out of nobody's business, always messing with somebody, man, and stuff. That be hard. All the DMs on Instagram. I just
How are you going to expose ratchet females?
We're going to show you how ratchet females act, and then when we done, then we can ask some more questions.
All right. Are there any ratchet females on this panel?
May I be she cute? You cute, whatever, but...
All right, we're anxious to see this. Good luck.
All right, turn up.
Hit it!
Oh, they should just talk.
I said turn up.
Hit it!
OMG, what do she have on?
She ratchet!
Her lace front is all wrong.
Cause she ratchet!
Give me the phone. I'm finna take this help for pics.
Cause she ratchet!
Got it! I'm about to put this thing on Twitter.
Now you ratchet!
Cause I ain't got time for this. I'm too grown.
See, you ratchet!
Why bye? Not with them shoes on.
You ratchet!
Ooh, I just wanna punch her in her face.
Oh, she ratchet!
I can't stand her. Ooh, she too friendly.
She ratchet!
Brand new
pants. No, it's
brand
good.
New tap. Paid $95 for the weed. Blood tap. Bow. Ooh, they finna judge feel. Shh, be quiet.
I like that. That's good.
Wow.
Okay, what in the world did we just watch? Somebody has to explain this to me before I shoot, before this goes down.
And it's going.
I don't explain
know.
It to me.
I just like that song.
Why?
Because she ratchet, of course.
No, it's just like a fun song to listen to.
I mean, gas mask.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, because you ratchet, you know how I go down. Ratchet. What kind of song
you
is
learn that song really quick, though.
So which is better, Gas Mask or Ratchet? Okay.
Ratchet.
Ratchet.
Gas mask is horrible.
I'm sorry, guys.
I don't know. Out of everything I've heard in my whole life, the rock, the metal, gas mask versus the ratchet song, I have to listen to the ratchet.
Wow. And to think, you said that you liked gas mask.
First off, no. Second off, for a comedy that I do not like gas mask. Second off, he is a very untalented man. So, Ivan, are you going to explain anything to us?
Marlon, I'm sorry that you don't like Gas Mask, man. I bet you going to be a number one fan.
You are the second version of Gas Mask. Now, be quiet.
So, we're back with the... you guys are going to play music director here. This one is called Mitch Berger, No Comment.
Oh, okay.
And on the cover, someone's taking a selfie of someone who's passed out on the ground or something. Could be dead. We don't know what's happening. On the inside, it looks pretty funny. There's a big pile of chicken.
Oh, she had too much fried chicken on.
So we're going to try his first song here, Nothing Inside, and see if you guys like it.
All right, let's do it.
Loaded diaper.
It was.
Do you guys remember the Diary of the Kid movie?
Yes.
Roderick Zim?
Wait, you guys remember when we saw that movie?
Yeah, remember Loaded Diaper?
No. From the Diary of the Wimpy Kids. Yeah.
No.
You never seen those movies?
Nope.
Never read the books?
Never read the books. So I read the books.
I read the books, but I never heard that phrase before.
Yeah.
It was the band.
Roger's
band. Yeah, huh?
Roger.
I thought his name was
Roderick.
All right, yeah, I know who you're talking
about. Yeah, it sounded like Loaded Diaper right there.
Oh, that.
I like it.
I don't. It was good. It was good until they started singing.
Loaded Diaper right there.
It was good until they started singing.
It's not even a real song.
I know.
A real band.
You guys just sound like that type of music.
No, I mean, the guitar is good. I like the guitar. It's just his voice is like...
Yeah, dude, you can hear that.
Yeah.
It sounds like Gasp, but the dark version.
Heavy metal.
Can I say something? Oh, then I'm not a...
Can I say something?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so I have a friend. He's into metal. He listens to, like... I only know one of his bands that he listens to. One of them is Motorhead. Has anybody heard of them?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Okay.
I have because I listen to metal too. Sometimes.
So, yeah, whoa. One of my friends, he's into that, and I think he would like this type of music. So.
Marlon?
What's happening?
So, yeah, your final vote?
Yeah. Well, no. My
down,
vote is no.
Thumbs up.
I give this a no.
Thumbs.
How many thumbs up? Put your thumbs up. Or thumbs up if you like it.
Does that mean it's the only one?
Yeah, there's only one. And then there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6. Do you like it, Ariel? Six. Six of us.
Down.
How about
I'm
you, Pam?
I don't mind it.
I'm probably not going to take it home. But I like harder edged music. I mean, I listen to a lot of metal. If you guys notice what shirt I'm wearing today, it's the Monsters of Mission Rock. And it's all bands that play it. I know a lot of guys in metal bands around the city, and I just kind of like that music. But this next song, or no, even this is the same song. He just kind of switched it up.
Wait, hold up. You better hold up, because you don't know what happens next.
Plug your ears.
I like it, but I just know he's going to start singing, and it's going to ruin it. Yeah. I know. That's a...
Just saying, plug your ears.
Fuera. Help me out, Marlon.
Fuera.
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 All right, fellas. Marlon, you want to... Are we closing out the show now? Oh, no, there's one more. All right, we got one more.
So there's one more album I want you guys to rate.
All right, what is it?
This is Sean O'Brien, and it says Too Personal. And here's the names of some of his songs. Here to Serve, Free of Deceit, Their Home Life, Pro-Choice, Possum Ate the Cat Food. I want to hear that one too. Let's hear the Possum Ate the Cat Food, song number 5 here off Too Personal.
This sounds... It sounds good.
Okay, sounds a little mellow. Let's see how it goes out.
I just want to say something really, really fast. Just saying, I don't qualify this as singing. It's just saying, he's just saying sentences.
Yeah, that's actually kind of true. I mean, it's calm, but like, it's kind of boring to listen to. It's boring to listen to.
Because it's repetitive, because it's the same sounds over and over?
Like yeah. No, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just like the like, melody, the guitar, it's kind of like... bit boring, so is the lyrics.
So yeah. You're a thumbs down?
I'm a thumbs down, yeah. What do you guys think?
Thumbs down, dude. It's just saying.
In the middle. In the middle. Middle.
I could rap better than this.
Let's try another one.
Alright, let's try another one. Let's do it.
You have a gas.
Alright. Oh, okay, that sounds good.
Alright, last one, guys.
At the Hatred Shop downtown, well, there's a window that's filled with gowns. No one here can seem to understand. The supermarket made specially for this clan. Well, down at the hatred shop.
What do you guys think?
Add some weird lyrics.
It's fuera, fuera.
Oh, now you say it.
Sí, porque estoy pasando.
Nah, but this, like, just listening to both of these songs, it gives me like an idea of the whole album. Like, I just feel like the whole album is like just the same thing. Like,
yeah,
just sounds boring.
Hey, Sabina, I think this might be a good track for you because you like all kinds of music. So.
That sounds like a sounds yeah, do you like it? Commercial.
Yeah, yeah, it can be like.
Right? Like, it can be a good commercial.
It sounds like a commercial for like a auto shop type of thing, where like the car light goes out into the sunset, something like that. Yeah.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ow.
All right, Marley. All right,
guys. All right, mites. We're gonna wrap the show up today. Thank you for listening to MediaRadio.fm. Please tune in on next Thursday night at 4:50. Thank you, Mike. Everybody give one good goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Like crosses.